This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Midas Perakei Mishnah Gimel, the last two Mishnayos of Maseches Midas Be'ezus Hashem. Sheish Lishokos Hoyu Ba'Azora. There were six Lishkos in the Azora. We have already had this type of description around the Heichel. Now we're going to have around the walls of the Azora. The Heichel, obviously the walls were smaller because it was the inner. The Azora is outer, and there were Lishkos on the outside. Sholosh b'tzofoin v'sholosh b'doroim. Here are the ones that are b'doroim. Lishkas ha-melach, lishkas ha-parvel, lishkas ha-madichim. Lishkas ha-melach, shom hoyo neis ha-melach l'korban. That's the place where they would be mekayim the mitzvah saseh. That's in Parshas Vayikra, that every korban I'll call korban chotak v'melach. Now, Vavad Gemara Menachos makes it clear that even though the words are hoyu nois the melech hakarbon, which sounds bepashas like that's where they would put the melech on the carbon, chatz v'shalom to read it that way, because the melichas hakarbonis was a chelik of the hakrov of the aktoros hakarbonis, it was on the kevesh uberoshu shalom mizbeach. So rather, what it means is, even though theoretically it could be done over there, because these lishochos were niskadish b'kedush zazor, they're inside the zazor, they're not outside the walls of the zazor. So melech could be done over there, but it wasn't. The daktor hakrov includes the alkol kabon chatak v'melach, was done there. It just means that this room was the storage room. Lishkas ha-parvo, shom hayu molchin oires kadoshim. So first we'll read the Pashto words. Lishkas ha-parvo, we'll have to say why it was called parvo. Over there was the place where they would salt the oires ha-kadoshim. Oires ha-kadoshim, if it's kotchim kadoshim, is given to the kahanim. If it's kotchim kalim, it's taken by the owner. So if Kodesh Kodashim that was given to the Kahana was only distributed on Erev Shabbos before the end of that Mishmar, and because of that, it says that there's a need to salt the hides, otherwise they would get spoiled. So this is really not a chelik of the Avodah, but Lamaisa, this was a necessary chelik of being Mekayim, that Matnas Kuna of Chalukas Erev HaKadoshim. Similar, the Melicha took place over there. The name Parva is a fascinating discussion over here in the Mefarshim. The word Parva, the Gemara says in Yuma, that it was a name of a Mechashiv. It was built by a Mechashiv, imagine that, a Kishiv Macher. So first the Mefarshim say that, first of all, it was a Kishiv Macher, it couldn't be a Goy, because a Goy can't have any part in being Mishtatev and being Yabes HaMikdosh. Also, if he was a Rosha, it can't be that it was Nikra al Shmois. It had to be that he was a Kishemach that was Chayz B'tshuva, but why would you put his name on it? On this Taina, the Rav brings from the Rambam, that there was a Kishemach that was curious about the Avodah, and he dug, maybe through Kishev, he dug a hole in the tunnel up through the floor, and he was going to eavesdrop on the Avodah, and they killed him over this. It's like a V'cholam Yishmu V'yiro, that nobody should pull such sticks, and maybe it was Nikra al Shmoy. It's also Modna. Also, if it was built by Yidei Kishuv, so it was a track that they would keep it. So you look at the Rav, he brings this Pshatim. The Tesis Yom Tiv is Matmiya. Tveres Yisrael says something which Lechere is Divrei Drush. It says even though the Gemara says that Parva was a Mechashiv, it doesn't mean that he was actually a Mechashiv. What it means is, you look at the next few words in the Mishnah, Al Gaga Hoya Beisa Tvila. On the top of this Lishkas HaParvo, since it was Niskadish B'Kedushas HaZorah on the top, there was a Beis HaTvila, i.e. a mikveh. The Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim had to be Toivul. All the Tvilas that he did, the Pasuk says, V'rochas P'sar B'mokom Kodesh. So he had to be Toivul in a mikveh. The regular mikveh, which was by the Shar of outside the HaZorah, was not Niskadish B'Kedushas HaZorah. But the first Tvila that he did, which was the standard, every kohen that goes into the mikdash to do avodah has to be toivul. So there was a mikveh that was drawn by the amas hamayim, but that was outside by the shara mayim. That wasn't part of the azorah. Here he had a mikveh that was built on top, and it was a tremendous engineering feat because you have to get the water up to the top without regular pipes, otherwise it would be mayim shuvim. So it was such a stupendous engineering feat that it was doimel lekishiv, and that's why it's called. Kishif in the Gemara. It doesn't really mean Kishif. It means that it was something that was hard to grasp. Lishkas ha-madichim, sheshama yimedichim kirvei ha-kadoshim. Again, they didn't take them out of the Azorah. The krovayim, the chalokim that were put on the base of Mikdash had to be washed off from any for anything that was tinoifis. So Mela, they didn't wash off the stomach together with the other Evorim by the tables, the Shulchanis of Shayish, that were in the basement B'chaim Nazar, which was the workplace of the Kahanim, preparing the Korban for Akrova. The Krovayim, which is the Keres, which has more tinoifis in it, because it has the waste of the animal, that was washed off in these Lishkois. That was the place. From there, over here, Mesiba we've had before, is like a stone steps. And over here means a step. Steps. It doesn't mean a ramp. And it went up from here. This is how the Kohen Gadol went up in the Lishkas HaMadichim to the Beis HaTvila on the Gag of the Lishkas HaParva. That's how he got up. Now, the tznius of the Kohen Gadol going up to the mikveh was mechayiv that the steps shouldn't be in plain view, so they didn't build it outside in the Azor, they built it in, but they didn't want going through, mamish walking through the base ha, walking through the base ha, lishkas hamadichim, because there was a lot of tinefes around, it wasn't lefi chvoidoi. So they had a separate entrance over there, where that's where the stone steps went up to the Gag Beis HaFarva. Remember that these three were all on the side of Doroim, on the side of the Mizrach of the Azor. There is some type of shaila with the gersois, is the word sofen or dorim. Lamaisin the Mefarshim said that the right gers over here in Mishneh Gimel is Shebat Doroim. And because of that, the beginning of Mishneh Dal, Shebat Doroim, you have to change to Shebat Sofen. That's the right gers. Shebat Sofen on the other side, Lishkas Ha'etz, Lishkas Ha'goylo, Lishkas Ha'gozos. Those were the three Lishkois. We've had this type of statement a few times, which is why the Gemara in Yuma says that the Tana Masechet is Tamin Midas of Lazme Yankiv. Some of the Mishnayos over here Masechet Midas of Shittas Abishol. The same way the Seder Avodah in Masechet Tamin is Lefi Abishol, the Braisa that we Masad Abayam Masad the Seder Marocha. Mishmei the Gemara Alibo da Abishol is because he's the Tana also of the Mishnayis in Tomna Midas. So he says Lishkas Kohen Gadol. It was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, which is the Lishka, the private room of the Kohen Gadol that he had to stay in for a week before the Avoid of Yom Kippur. This is what's mentioned in the very beginning of Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippurim. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Lishkas HaPalhedrin. The word Palhedrin means officials. And it was called that because in the second Beis Hamikdash, very often the Kohuna Gedolah was passed to those that were loyal to the officialdom, to the Romans. So that's what it was called. But it was the room of where the Kohen Gadol would stay. It was on the side of Mizrach to the Tzad HaTzofen of Dazar. Now there's a point to make over here. It's called Lishkas Eitz, which means it was made out of Eitz. And the Mefarshim say the reason why it was made out of Eitz is in order that Tesianta brings up, based on the Gemara and Yuma, is there was Kilo was a Pashta room. The Kohen Gadol shouldn't be too Shalai Hayo Yochel is Goyes Bekesagun. They made it a humble official quarters for the week before Yom Kippur. Now, if that place is Kodesh B'Kedushas Hazor, he has a problem. He can't sit down, he can't sleep. What exactly is he supposed to do? In the Ezra's Noshim, the Kahanim could sleep, but in the Ezra's Yisrael, the in the Shiva Bazara, is Avadi, you have to say that this room was not Niskadish B'Kedushas or Azara. It had an entranceway only from the outside, and it was not Niskadish, it was Choyl. The other reason for that is what we just said, that it was made out of wood, and there's an Isser, standing Isser, to make any structure in the Beis HaMikdash together with wood. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash was made from stone, not wood. There's an Issur Pasha Shoiftim, Netias Eitzim. Others kind of know, it wasn't really made from Eitz, it's called Lishkas Eitz, because maybe they stored Eitz there, there's the other brings the Pshat, there's the fact that the Kesem Mishnah says such a thing. Well, we spoke out with the fact of Ein Yeshiva Bazorub Kivegur, speaks at that point by Rikhu. So the Pasha is over here, it was made of Eitz, but it was not Kodesh, it was Chol. The entrance was taken from the outside, and that's a cloud that all Lishkois, that the Pesach is Mi Bachutz Dinam Kechol. That's what you'll have to say. V'gag shloshton shova, there was one roof that was equal height for the three of them. Lishkas ha'goylo, shom hoya bor kavua, there was a bor there with water that, and it was dug by the oile ha'goylo. Oile ha'goylo means those that came up with Ezra Sofer. Ba'galgal, there was a wheel that went down over there, nos nolom, v'shom ha'spik ha'mayim v'cholo ha'zorah. This water wasn't the water, let's say, that they used for rechitza of the floor and rechitza of the kabanos. This water was ro'i, it was fresh water, and it was used for drinking and for bishul. It was ro'i for the tzrochim of the kohanim that had to eat and drink. In the Azara, this is what they used, this bar. The reason why it's called Oile HaGoyle, even though the whole second Beis HaMikdash was built by Oile HaGoyle, is because this was a chiddush that was in Schadish B'Bayi Shein, it wasn't there B'Bayi Shvish. So that's why it was called. Shom ha'spik ha'mayim l'chol ha'azor. Lishkas ha'gozis is the famous place that Shom ha'isis Sanhedrin g'del l'shol yitzvoy yishevis. The Iker Rosh ha'Sanhedrin, all Sanhedrios in Klal Yisrael have a makor to their koyach, their samchus to dan from that Sanhedrin ha'gozis lishkas ha'gozis, Sanhedrin ha'vayim beis. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says that when the Lishkas HaGozis was banished from that place and the Iker Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis was no longer there, all the Sanhedrios in Klal Yisrael lost their koyach to dan dinei nefoshes. Which means that there's a certain samkus that all the Sanhedrios that are Sanhedrios of Chof Gimel all rely on that Sanhedrin. And any shail that there was that could be hukran, a lower court, went to the higher court, went to that place. That was the Lishkas HaGozis. That's the Pasuk Kimitzin Teitzetor Dvar Hashem Yishalayim. That was the place. So there they sat. Shom HaZeh Sanhedrin G'del Shal Yisrael. The emes is that it was for any shadow that came up that couldn't be Huchra Al Yedei, the lower courts, like we said, went to Sanhedrin HaGodl. But the Mishnah points out one example. There were Yeshevas, which by the way should point us in the direction of what the Gemara says, that since Ein Yeshiva La Bazora El L'Malche Beis David Levad, and over here, the Sanhedrin have to be done by yeshiva. The people who are mizdayin are ba'amida, they are by yeshiva. So that means the Rav points out that there was half of it that was choil and half was kodesh. Chetzer shel kodesh, they couldn't sit. And yeshiva bazar, that's where the spectators stood. But the Sanhedrin themselves sat mechelek ha-choil, but it's mechubur to the kodesh, and it's a kim of kimitzin teitzei teiru, that the mokim of avoid is also the mokim, the makor of teiru, of psak. But in that place, the Mishnah speaks out, they sat and they were dan es ha-kohuna, which kehana were kosher la-avoyde, who was posel. The kohen shenimtza by posel, any kohen that was weeded out and it was found that his lineage was questionable. And this was their ikir nidon, because there were tens of thousands of kehana. The other functions that you have, shailas that couldn't be hukra by the lower courts, how often was that? Eglarufa, you have to come. Novi Sheker, Zokin Mamre, these are very rare things. But dining on all the Kohanim Levim that took place, it's called Kohuna, but really means Kohuna and Levio, this was their Iker thing that they were busy with. That means all of the Sanhedrin HaGodl were the final authority on any issue that could be Hochra. They were the Gedolei Hador, they weren't just sitting in the Sanhedrin HaGodl, they all had their yeshivas, and they taught Shammai, Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zakkai. They all sat and they had yeshivas with thousands of Talmidim. At certain times they got together, but their Iker Esek, when they got together as Sanhedrin HaGodl, was Dani Yichusei Kohanim V'Levim. Kohen Shenimsa by Psul, if there was a Kohen that was weeded out, he was Leivish Chayrim, he would put on black clothing, and Masatev Shchayrim, he would wrap himself as a Simon of Avelus, V'yoytze V'hoylechayim, he would leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shaloy Nimsa by Psul, and a kohen that didn't have a psul, loivish, levonim, and masatef, levonim, every kohen had to be eligible, had to be established. There's no chazok when it comes to kohuna. Just because your father, your grandfather, the whole sugis and ksubis, and kedushin, he had to come and he had to be nizbarer that his lineage was untainted. And then he would be masatef, levonim, as a simon of simcha, nichnas, mishamish, im echov hakehanim, v'yomtev ha'yoisim, shalai nimtzo. Psul b'zayah shalai na kohen, when there was no psulim, maybe it means on a day or a tkufa, when there were no psulim, all the kahanim were found to be eligible for kohuna, who was a yomtiv, and they provided as a time of hakaras hatov to Rebbeinu Shlomo. The kacha yoimim baruch hamokim baruchu shalaynim tzapsu b'zayir shalaroim. This is the name of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mokim. And you find that when you go to Sanhedrin HaGodl, the Pasuk Pas Shevtim says, V'kamtav alisol hamokim ashivcha Hashem. So over here the Rebbeinu Shlomo is called Baruch HaMokoim. It's a kinui for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He's Mokoim HaShalolam. Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMokoim. Baruch Hu Shalonim Tzapsum Zay Shalayim. Baruch Hu Shebocha Ba'aron Ubonov Lamoid L'shoz L'tnei Hashem V'beis Kodshi HaKadosh. This special privilege that only the children of Aaron HaKohen Zechtu is Mechayv, a special Oido and a special Brocha. The Mishnah Midas ends off with this, and of course, rather when a Yid finishes off Taman Midas, he gives a sigh and he says to himself, Yerotzen Shibana Beis Amigdash Meher V'Yomeinu V'Sein Chalkenu B'Soyer Secho. The V'Sein Chalkenu B'Soyer Secho goes together with the Lishkas Has Hagozis, because that was the Mokum Shem Shom Yetzer Heroli Yisrael, together with the Kohuna. So the V'sham Navot Chabiyira goes together with the V'sein Chalken V'zoh Yasecho. Alayu Shvi Zaycha to see V'binyan Yerushalayim and Binyan Beis HaMikdash Me'er V'yomeinu Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.